Hello, this is my Lenten diary for Wednesday, February the 29th, 2012. I've been thinking a lot today about knowledge and wisdom, and another word thrown in there, power. I've always liked to learn. Ever since I was a kid, I read the encyclopedia like I read storybooks. I have a mind that latches on to facts and figures and percentages. As one person says, I am a font of useless, trivial information. I love to learn. I love to know. It seems to me that around churches, we put a lot of stock into knowing things. We're always about classes that teach people this or that piece of information about the Bible, this or that piece of information about church history, this or that piece of information about what it means to be a member of a particular church, in my case, what it means to be an Episcopalian, why we cross ourselves, why we bow at a particular time in the service, why we stand, why we sit, why we kneel, why we say this particular prayer on this particular Sunday. Lots of things to know. As if the accumulation of knowledge equates to a deepening of one's spiritual life. I heard it said a long time ago that the difference between knowledge and wisdom is that knowledge is the accumulation of information, and wisdom is knowing what to do with it. Well, today in Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he gives them a little bit of a history of his coming to them to preach to them. He says, when I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not with plausible words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. I've been thinking about that today. What would it mean for a church, either a denomination or, in my case, a local congregation, to be lit up with the power of God? Where we weren't so much concerned about how we were learning things, but how we were living things. What would that be like? What would it be like for people to spread the rumor about a church? You know, they're good people and everything, but they're really no different than anybody else, except that when they gather, there's something you can feel. There's something you can get. It's like the power of God. Well, I don't know exactly what that would be like. Maybe the power of God is too big for any of us to take in very large doses. Maybe instead of looking for the big thing, we start looking for the little ways in which God's power is demonstrated among us. Maybe God's power comes to us in a word at just the right time, or maybe God's power comes to us in a moment when we forget about ourselves and think about those beyond ourselves. Maybe God's power, well, maybe it's just in a blink or a time when we know that we are located in something much bigger than us. Well, at any rate, today I've been thinking a lot about what it would mean to be a church centered in the power of God. Paul goes on to write, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God." Every church has some gifts, and those gifts come not from what we know or the way that we can apply a particular truism. Those gifts come from God alone. I'm thankful that every now and then God's power manages to break through our knowledge and we see things anew. We hear a new word from God and we feel ourselves set on fire by the Spirit of God. Let us pray. Bless us, O God, in this holy season, in which our hearts seek your help and healing, and so purify us by your discipline, that we may grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be with you.